Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Well, from shin splints to getting back to exercise after injury, Andrew Dunn, senior physiotherapist and founder of Personal Health Medical Exercise Clinic, is with me to answer all of your questions and queries today. Andrew, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Andrea.
All ready for lots of questions coming in from listeners.
Russian roulette. Rapid fire on me.
Yeah, absolutely. 087 1400 106. This listener says they've got pain between their shoulders, predominantly on the left side, for the past 5 years, Andrew. They describe it like a tight muscle. Lately, it's moved up to their lower neck. They've had all kinds of treatments, including physio, chiropractor, acupuncture, etc. Not shifting, though. I got my upper back scanned and it was clear. I'm totally sick of it at this stage. I'm considering the pain-killing injections, as I'm going on a hiking trip in a month's time and I need relief. Any suggestions?
Well, it sounds like, yeah, I can understand the frustration with pain that hasn't resolved over 5 years. But interestingly, this lady suggests it feels like a muscular issue. She's had scans that are suggesting there's no tissue damage or underlying problem. But it also sounds like she's tried a lot of passive treatments to alleviate pain. One of the best ways to alleviate like muscular pain or weakness is through strength training. So if she, and that has its own challenges, people are concerned or worried or feel under educated around what's appropriate in terms of strength training.
But as in lifting weights?
Absolutely. So like, right, and particularly in female populations, I don't know if she shared her age, but we start to lose lean muscle in our mid-30s. And in females, if she's pre or perimenopausal or even menopausal, that accelerates. So the loss of muscle can be a contributing factor to pain or function. So certainly, in, you know, trying dry needling, acupuncture, I get it because she's exasperated, yeah, with the pain. But a strength training program that focuses on her general major muscle groups, but also that problematic shoulder area, could have a big impact. And it certainly would encourage her to look at that before going down pain medication routes. They can be impactful, of course.
So is it a personal trainer she needs for strength training?
Potentially. It could be a physiotherapist. It could be an exercise physiologist. It could be an experienced personal trainer. But in the absence of any tissue damage from her imaging, that's a really positive sign. It may be just a straightforward strength training program she could download off the internet. Do you know what I mean? So certainly it's a common presentation, okay, we see, where people have tried everything except, yeah, strength training.
Okay. Another listener is female in their 30s. I've shoulder pain at the front, in the groove at the front of my shoulder. Came on during lockdown during overzealous window cleaning, triggered by playing tennis now. Pain that makes my arm activities feel weak and painful. Any advice?
Well, yeah, I think sometimes the clues are in the description itself, but the groove at the front of the shoulder, it's an area of our anatomy that has a tendon that runs through that groove. And that tendon typically gets inflamed with repetitive use. Like if we're doing a task like carrying a heavy bag or overusage of an iPad or window cleaning. Mm. If she wasn't a regular window cleaner,
yeah,
she started doing it regularly, those tendons don't absorb that increase in workload. So they become inflammatory and they get really annoying and they last and last for ages, and then they start to impact other activities like her tennis. So yeah, it sounds like she's got something like an inflammatory tendon issue at the front of the shoulder. Again, you have a mix of treatment like deep tissue massage, gradual rehabilitation exercises, some anti-inflammatory medication if it helps. So yeah, that I would encourage that lady to either get some anti-inflammatory meds, do a mix of rehabilitation with a physio. But it certainly sounds like it's a very localized issue, and those can be solved, but they're tricky and they last a while if you don't address them.
Okay, 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question for our physiotherapist, Andrew Dunn. This listener twisted their ankle a couple of weeks ago while running, Andrew. They say it was sore that night. They rested it for a few days and iced it, but it's weeks on and it now feels quite weak. When I try to run, my foot goes from under me. Could it be ligaments?
It's highly likely. If when you roll the ankle, and most people, when they roll the ankle running, they roll the outer side of the ankle, and there's a whole ligament complex there that typically gets injured when you sprain the ankle. If it swelled up on the night, that's another sign that there was ligamentous type involvement, because there's blood supply down there and injury causes swelling. Ligaments are a bit like tendons that I mentioned previously. They're slow to heal. And it's very normal that this person has rested and then tried to go back and do what they're doing, but doesn't feel as strong because they haven't given the ligament enough time to heal and probably strengthen that ligament as well. So strength training has been a common theme in my advice, and it is in all our clinical work. But that person needs to allow tissue healing time for that ligament. It can be anywhere between 3 and 6 months to manage expectations of why it's still sore running. But if they just rest, it'll probably still be compromised when they start running again. They've got to do a mix of rest, allowing nature heal, and strengthening the area.
Anything I can do for shin splints?
There's a multitude of things you can do. If the onset is because you're doing a lot, you can simply reduce your workload. It's one of the most obvious ones. Some people are just hell-bent on doing regular activity to their own detriment. So workload is probably the most obvious one with shin splints. There's types of strapping that you can get that takes pressure off the inner shin.
Okay.
There's deep tissue massage. There's a little trick I learned over the years. You can fill a polystyrene cup with water, put it in the freezer, and then peel away the polystyrene and roll on the ice up and down the shin like a roll-on deodorant. And it's a really nice, pleasant way to reduce the painful symptoms of shin splints.
Okay, so that's just stuff people can do themselves at home if they're
absolutely
suffering with it.
If it's chronic, if it's really long term, you look at things like footwear, the mechanics of the foot, orthotics. But usually it's a mix of all those things, and workload specifically can be a big contributing factor to shin splints.
Any advice for exercises during pregnancy, Andrew? We didn't do anything, I didn't do anything for the first few weeks as I was too tired, but I'm now at 20 weeks and I'm wondering what kind of exercise I can do.
Well, this is a tricky one because fatigue is obviously a huge issue in pregnancy. But sometimes you have to generate energy to get it back. So sometimes going out for a walk, getting fresh air, getting out in nature can help with those fatigue symptoms. In terms of exercise intensity when you're pregnant, you don't want to work above 75% of your maximum heart rate. So that's getting technical. You want to keep your activities in the moderate zone, typically speaking. And that's just from a heart health and vascular point of view and for safety around the pregnancy. But I would certainly encourage, if this lady has been inactive and fatigued, is very lifestyle and generalizes, get out in nature, get out and walk, get fresh air in. It can help with fatigue, it can improve sleep quality, and it can improve heart health.
Okay. 087 1400 106 is the number. I'm 10 months after surgery for Achilles tendon rupture. I've started dry needling recently, Andrew, and the physio also does some very deep work on the muscle and along the side of the tendon, which is quite painful. I feel like I'm very sore and tender for the next few days. Even walking, it's quite sore. Is this normal or a good treatment for this type of injury? Well, dry needling by its nature isn't.
Yeah.
It can be sore enough.
There's an element of, I suppose there's an approach in physiotherapy that has been used over the years as manual therapy for deep tissue massage, and some patients love it because they feel no pain, no gain. In the event where that person's ruptured an Achilles tendon and it's been repaired surgically, it typically takes about 12 months before function is restored. So they're still within that window. Getting deep tissue, hard work done into that, it can help with blood supply and healing, but it ought not to be that painful, I would say, 3 and 4 days later. I think they might ask their therapist to ease off a little bit because it's probably not been that helpful. It's not causing damage, but it's just unnecessarily painful. That person needs to regain function through loading up the Achilles tendon appropriately and gradually over time. So various rehabilitation and strength exercises so they can accommodate the work they need to do on that. But digging in as hard as you can has its benefits occasionally, but it should not be that painful 3 or 4 days later.
This listener, Andrew, says they're late 40s, male, fairly active. They jog, cycle and basketball, getting a pretty regular, dull, achy pain on the outside of their knee that can last for days. Alleviates with stretching and eventually goes, but it comes back. I have been to the physio and ITB was mentioned. Should I get an MRI?
The notion that an MRI is curative, people are very keen to get MRI because they feel it represents a gold standard. Very often it just poses more questions. I mean, it doesn't sound like it's necessary to get MRI imaging there. The person is pretty functional, is playing basketball, is very active in their week, but they're just not quite tolerating that. The IT band that he mentioned could just be overworked. Again, some treatment from a physio would be helpful for that, or a modification of their activity levels and see that they respond to that. So maybe he takes out one of those activities. He mentioned he's in mid to late 40s. There can be like arthritic change in knee joints based on the amount of work that's happened. I have that myself at 44. So, but even bony arthritic change in knee joints is very manageable as well. So I wouldn't rush for an MRI in that case. I think there's a number of conservative things you can do beforehand and see that they alleviate symptoms.
087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number if you have a question for a physio, Andrew Dunn, today. Barry in Leitrim is wondering, Andrew, who says he was lifting something at work this morning, felt a twinge in his lower back. As the day's gone on, the pain has moved to his lower stomach and down towards his groin area. It hurts a bit to walk. What could it be?
Well, it could be a number of things. If it's acute pain, it could be a disc-related issue. If he's getting pain referred into his abdomen and his groin, it could be a hernia issue, particularly if he's lifted something that's very, very heavy and above the norm. You can have issues around herniation, either at disc level in the spine or in the inguinal hernia around the abdomen. So I would certainly encourage, if the pain is moving around and getting worse as the day goes on, that person goes either straight to the physio or to the GP and just gets checked out there.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Okay. Listener here was sprinting 2 weeks ago. Their quads are still sore when they sprint. Any advice?
Again, I would ask that contributor, how often do they sprint? And if they haven't sprinted much and then they've just started sprinting, their body doesn't seem to be tolerating that change. It's a big change to go from maybe not sprinting at all to sprinting. I'd encourage slowing down, maybe running at about 40 to 50% of their maximum and doing that more regularly, building up their exercise tolerance to sprinting. We all, a lot of us, myself included, have a skewed relationship with exercise. We do nothing for 6 weeks and then we go all out for two and then we don't tolerate it, then we give it up and throw it in the bin. It's a bit like a light switch on off. I always try and say have a dimmer switch relationship. Yeah. Dial it down, dial it up, don't switch it off.
Finally, how do you treat tennis elbow?
It's a tendinopathy or tendinitis. It's an inflammatory issue in a very small tendon. It has very poor blood supply in the elbow, so it takes ages to heal, so it lasts and annoys people again for long periods. You need to improve the blood supply to the tendon. So that happens through deep tissue massage, through dry needling, and then you also need to strengthen the tendon doing very specific rotational exercises around the elbow. So if you do any or all three of those things, you'll start to see progress.
Okay, so go to the physio to get those exercises, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Listen, Andrew, thanks a million, as always,
for
coming in to answer some of our listeners' questions. There's loads more we didn't get to, so we'll have to get you back again. That's physiotherapist and founder of Personal Health Medical Exercise Clinic, Andrew Dunn.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.